Welcome to the last Journeys with a Story. Today we will conclude the series in the area of Haná and Moravian Wallachia, but we will also venture to the Šumperk and Jeseník area.
Of course, we can't start our trip to Haná anywhere else but in the Archbishop's Olomouc. Did you know that Olomouc had a lengthy fight with Brno to be in the position of Moravia's most important city?
That's true. For centuries, the Moravian Council was meeting alternately in both towns. It was only decided by the Swedes, who conquered Olomouc during the 30 Years' War, while Brno, with some luck, was able to withstand the attack. The land authorities, who at that time were moving to Brno, never returned. However, Olomouc remained as the seat of bishops, and since the 18th century, it became the seat of archbishops.
But the town is also a seat of the bishop of the Olomouc Brno Orthodox Eparchy, and specifically in the Cathedral Church of St. Gorazd, which was built in the non-traditional Byzantine style in 1937. This structure, with a golden dome, is the work of one of the most important figures of the Orthodox Church in Czechoslovakia, Vsevolod Kolomacký, who was known as the Archimandrita Andrej.
This priest and builder, who was born near Kiev, fled the Bolsheviks by escaping to Czechoslovakia. During his lifetime in his homeland and in our country, he helped to build an unbelievable 90 Orthodox churches. 20 of them are clearly his work, from the planning and selection of the location all the way to the consecration of bells. The Haná area has a relatively unique collection of his churches, such as the churches in Rimice, Stjemeniček, or in Chudobín.
But let's go back to Olomouc again. St. Methodius lived there already during the Great Moravian Empire. The diocese was renewed in 1062 by the first Olomouc prince and later the Bohemian king, Vratislav II. The Church of St. Wenceslas, which belongs among the jewels of the medieval architecture, was founded a year later. The church boasts the second tallest tower in the country, reaching 102 metres, and also the largest bell in Moravia. The cathedral is the burial place of Jan Sarkander, consecrated by Pope John Paul II during his visit in 1995.
As a saint, Sarkander is somewhat controversial. For Catholics, he is a martyr who, rather than violating the confessional secret, chose to die by the torture. However, he has been despised by many Protestants already since the 17th century because, according to them, he betrayed Moravia to the Polish Catholic armies during the uprising of the nobility.
Thus, in 1995, the disputes about Sarkander somewhat overshadowed the Pope's other steps, such as the consecration of St. Zdislava. Her remains are kept in Olomouc, in the Church of the Immaculate Conception of the St. Virgin Mary, which was consecrated in the year 1468.
During this visit, the Pope also bestowed an honorary title to the Minor Basilica on the Church of the Visitation of the St. Virgin Mary at the Holy Hill, which rises above Olomouc. The Baroque Basilica and Premonstratensian Monastery are one of the finest examples of the Moravian Baroque.
You can recognise the surroundings of the Holy Hill the best when you are walking on the 7-kilometre-long nature trail, where you will come across a unique Moravian monument, the ruins of the Carthusian Monastery called Kartuska.
Perhaps the most striking Olomouc bishop was the German priest Bruno, whose origins were in the town Schauenburg, where he was active in the second half of the 13th century. For example, he elevated Kroměříž to the level of a city and started to build a representative summer residence there.
The Kroměříž Archbishop Chateau with gardens is recorded on the UNESCO list of the world's cultural heritage, and the adjacent gardens are considered to be an example of the garden architecture.
The library with a beautiful Rococo interior is the jewel of the chateau, And in the Chateau Picture Gallery, you can admire a precious collection of paintings by the European masters, such as Cranach, Hans von Aachen, Veronese, Van Dyck, Bruegel, and especially the Titian's painting Apollo and the Marsyas, which is considered by the experts to be the most valuable painting in the Czech Republic.
The Kroměříž Bishop Bruno also founded the Church of St. Maurice, which was completed during the year 1256, and today is one of the most important Gothic buildings in this area of the country. During the centuries, the church underwent several alterations, until finally, in the 19th century, the church was again altered back to the Gothic style.
Apart from all that, the enterprising Bruno also significantly contributed to the colonisation of Moravia. With the help of the tenure system, he settled the uninhabited areas of Moravia mainly with the German population. This fact strongly reflected in the religious affiliation of the Olomouc region, which during the Hussite era was the bastion of the Roman Catholic Church.
But from the point of view of the Holy Hill, it was often just the opposite. For example, the Lutheran belief and the unity of the Brethren were relatively widespread.
During the period of renewed Catholicism, the rebellious Vlachs started their uprising during the years 1621, 1627, and later in 1644. At that time, the rebellion was bloodily suppressed, and 300 rebels paid the ultimate price with their lives. Nevertheless, for the most part, Wallachia secretly remained evangelist, and the rebellions continued. During the last rebellion in 1780, the stubborn evangelists managed to forward the request for the religious freedom directly to the hands of the Emperor Josef II, who at that time arrived in Vsetín. The toleration decree was issued a year later.
Vsetín is one of the three places in the Czech Republic which has two evangelist congregations. Originally, there were the Lutheran and Reformist congregations, which after the year 1918 merged into one church, the Evangelist Church of the Czech Brethren. The older church is the Lutheran Church from the year 1783, and without its tower, the Reformist Church dates back to the year 1827.
A noticeable phenomenon in Wallachia are the Evangelist churches, which were built of wood. Some of them were inspired by the northern structures. Others were imported from the Ukraine. They often originate from the 16th century, and many of them contain very interesting artifacts, such as the one in Velké Karlovice, to which the Jewish owner of the nearby glass factory Salomon Reich donated crystal chandeliers.
The oldest toleration church in Moravia can be found in Velká Lhota, in Valašské Meziříčí. This architecturally valuable structure, which was built entirely from wood, was erected by the local evangelists during the year 1782, which was a mere year after the issue of the toleration decree. The linden trees of the same age have been growing around the church until today.
A little known fact is that precisely in this modest wooden place of worship, the first president of Czechoslovakia, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, joined the Reformist Church.
Jiří Tranovský, who became famous as the author of the evangelist songbook Citara Sanctorum, was active in the nearby Valašské Meziříčí as the rector and pastor of what was at the time already a Lutheran school.
The history of evangelists in this town started as early as the 16th century. The town had a Brethren congregation and a school. One of the administrators of the congregation, the Bishop of Unity of Brethren, Jan Lenetius, eventually left for Pšerov, where he became the teacher of Jan Amos Komenský and Karel Starží of Žerotín. Pšerov is often called the crossroad at the heart of Moravia. Its streets were walked by a great many important people of different faiths. The town is mainly important for the unity of brethren. The Bishop Jan Blahoslav comes from there, and Jan Amos Komenský spent a few years there also.
And there used to be a sizable Jewish community which settled there after the year 1454, when the Jews were expelled from the royal towns. So Přerov is not only the crossroad of journeys, but also the crossroad of religions.
The local synagogue survived the Nazi occupation, and after the war it was converted to the Orthodox Church of St. Cyril and St. Methodius. By visiting this place, you can learn not only about the faith of the Jewish community, but also about the magic of the Orthodoxy. While in Přerov, you can also visit the Jewish cemetery from the year 1882, to which the original tombstones were transferred from the old Jewish cemetery, which was closed in 1956.
To the northeast of Přerov lies another town, which used to be very diverse, Lipník nad Bečvou. In the first half of the 19th century, the town's Jewish population was over 1,600, which was a third of the town's inhabitants.
A number of the original Jewish buildings and the synagogue from the first half of the 16th century have been preserved in Peštinská Street until today. The synagogue is the oldest synagogue in Moravia, and after the old new synagogue in Prague, it is the oldest synagogue in the country. Its main hall is covered by a Gothic tracery vault with brick ribs. The metal statue called Memento, which is to serve as a permanent reminder of the victims of the Holocaust, was unveiled recently.
In this region, we certainly can't forget Prostějov, which was inhabited by one of the largest Jewish communities. And that's why Prostějov was sometimes called the Hanaz Jerusalem. The Jews started to settle there in the mid-15th century, at first by the southern protective city walls and later by the northern walls. Therefore, the town had two ghettos which were gradually connected. And by the 18th century, the Jewish ghetto surrounded the parish church.
The ghetto was completely rebuilt in the mid-19th century, but it was destroyed during World War II. There are only eight buildings which have survived, and these are called the Špaliček, and serve mainly as the exhibition and museum space. While in the town, we can find the preserved building of the Jewish school, the Bet HaMidrash Synagogue, and the new synagogue, which today houses the chapel of the Czechoslovak Hussite Church.
The district of Jeseník, in the forests south of the Golden Mountains, or the Cukmantl, has a tradition which is connected with the St. Virgin Mary, the protector of infants. During the 30 Years' War, Cukmantl was occupied by the Swedes, and its inhabitants escaped to the mountains. With prayers to St. Virgin Mary, one of the young women gave birth to her son, Martin. Martin not only survived, but he made it all the way to the position of town councillor. His last wish was to mark this place with a holy picture, and thus his daughter attached a copy of the famous painting of the Passive Madonna by Lukas Cranach to one of the pine trees. As legend has it, and to the great surprise of the pilgrims, the St. Virgin Mary has stepped out of the painting a number of times.
In the 19th century, the place had built its first chapel, which was expanded during the year 1805. But because there were more and more pilgrims, a church was built in the Golden Mountains in 1834. The church survived many hardships until in the year 1973, the communists leveled the church and the entire pilgrimage area to the ground. The church was rebuilt in 1990, and 5 years later, it was consecrated. The original painting of the St. Virgin Mary can be found today in the parish church of the Assumption of St. Virgin Mary.
And that was our last story. All we have to do now is start on our travels.
So, have a good time, and we hope to hear from you all soon.